This is our second installment of our Hot Plasmid series on the AdGene podcast. In this podcast, you'll learn about some of the newest plasmid technologies available at AdGene and how you can use them in your work. The Toll2 Gateway Compatible Toolbox. The Cole Lab recently deposited the Toll2 Gateway Compatible Toolbox. This collection of plasmids allows scientists to quickly and easily generate transgenic zebrafish lines to study neurobiology and neurodegenerative diseases. The Toll2 Gateway Compatible Toolbox is based on the original Toll2 kit generated by the Chi Bin Chien Lab and includes four promoters, six fluorophores with non-overlapping emission spectra, and empty vectors that have standard or gateway-compatible cloning sites for easy cloning of your genes of interest. In making this toolbox, the Cole Lab selected promoters for cell types directly linked to disease. You can find panneuronal, motor neuron-specific, microglia-specific, and astrocyte-specific promoters in the toolbox. We look forward to seeing how researchers use these tools in their zebrafish experiments. AAV vectors for targeting GABAergic interneurons. Genetically modified organisms, like transgenic mice, are important tools for understanding the functions of cell types in the nervous system. While certain cell types, such as principal excitatory cells and glia, have been successfully targeted via viral particles, an effective approach to target specific neuronal subtypes has not been available until now. In order to target inhibitory GABAergic interneurons, Gordon Fischel's lab has developed an approach using AAVs with regulatory elements that restrict expression to this cell type. They constructed AAV plasmids bearing one of the distalless homeobox 5 and 6 enhancer elements and combined it with a variety of reporters like GFP and effectors like DREDS. The team demonstrated that viral expression is robust and specific to interneurons in mice as well as other organisms, opening the possibility of using these tools in virtually any vertebrate. This novel AAV approach allows you to target and functionally manipulate GABAergic interneurons across species and will undoubtedly constitute a valuable tool for the research community. MSI-RFP1. Researchers in the Lin and Yasuda labs have teamed up to develop a novel monomeric cyan-excitable red fluorescent protein, MSI-RFP1. Derived from cyan-excitable orange fluorescent protein, some of the exciting properties of MSI-RFP1 include a red-shifted emission spectrum compared to that of Cy-OFP1, a large Stokes shift, long fluorescence lifetime, and a stable monomeric form as determined by the organized smooth endoplasmic reticulum assay. A major advantage of MSI-RFP1 is its ability to be co-excited along with EGFP while retaining an emission spectrum that is easily separable from that of EGFP. This makes MSI-RFP1 a powerful tool for use as a donor in FRET, fluorescence resonance energy transfer, and FLIM, fluorescence lifetime imaging microscopy applications. The set of Psi-RFP constructs available at AdGene includes bacterial and mammalian expression plasmids, FRET constructs, and signaling sensors. M. Scarlet. Doris Gadella's lab recently developed a synthetic red fluorescent protein variant called M. Scarlet. To develop this variant, the Gadella lab used a combination of deliberate and random mutagenesis. They broke dimerization interfaces and screened through libraries of new RFP variants for increased fluorescence, brightness, and proper maturation. Their efforts generated three versions of the new red fluorescent protein M. Scarlet, and all three M. Scarlet variants have shown great performance in cellular functional imaging and protein fusions. You can find more information about M. Scarlet and its variants on AdGene's fluorescent protein pages. We'll continue highlighting hot plasmids periodically on the podcast, but you can find all of our hot plasmids on our hot plasmid webpage. If there's a plasmid you'd like to learn more about, please shoot us an email at blog@adgene.org. Thanks for listening to the AdGene Podcast, a better way to share science.